Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
I'm still in shock here, John.
You know what?
I promise I won't.
What happened is, 2 or 3 months ago, we had Lynn Dobrin on, and she snuck into our lives. And now she's back with a vengeance. That's really what's happened. Yeah. And, you know, she does so many different things. She's a writer. She's a cook. She's been around the world. And honestly, what the nicest part of having Lynn here is it's a sharing. It's really like a friendly sharing. And who shares more friendly than you have your pants off in the weeds someplace trying to pee? But that's besides the point. I shouldn't go there. That's Lynn.
You went there already because you can't get it out of your mind.
Can't. Actually, there's a Buddha expression. Buddha goes to the river with
for
a young
carrying.
Guy.
That's going to take too much time.
And,
right?
And
don't
he carries
take my
this
time.
Nude woman across the water. And the young guy says, why did you do this like 2 hours later? And the Buddha says to him, I left her back at the water. You know, you've been carrying her for the last 2 hours, which is, it's very interesting. Yeah. I'll never get
it's a lot longer. It's a lot longer story than
do you
that.
Want
it's
to
really
get to
beautiful.
The memo? You want, you know, we could take you on. I'll go there.
Oh, John, you don't scare me.
I love her. Anyway, so go with the journal. Okay. Go back to a journal.
Here's something, you know, talking about sharing. There are things in the lives of my family that I wish they had shared in some way that I could have. And I did something a year ago that I want to propose that people think about doing themselves. I think it's an easy way to write a memoir rather than sitting down and trying to think, okay, what do they want to know? What am I going to tell them? Last year, October 3rd, my grandson's friend posted on Facebook a picture of herself with her boyfriend and said, it's National Boyfriend Day. I said, what? So I went online to nationaldaycalendar.com, or I found this.
Right, okay.
And sure enough, it was National Boyfriend Day. It was also National Techie Day. And I posted a picture of me with my husband when we were dating for National Day. And then I started looking at all the national days. And I said, look at this nonsense. This is fabulous. And I made a pledge that every day I was going to write something based on whatever cockamamie national day
was going on.
Now, I made it harder for myself because I had to post a picture that I owned with it. And I have a lot of pictures. So that, while difficult sometimes, was not a problem. But I'm proposing that people do this on their own. For example, January 1st, there are 3 days you can choose from. National Hangover Day, National Bloody Mary Day, and New Year's Day. I'm sure everybody out there has a story in their life, a paragraph, that's all, that they can write about New Year's, or they can write about having a hangover. I could write two stories about that, that's all. Actually, what I wrote about was a Bloody Mary that I had in a restaurant because I was.
New Year's Day.
No, it doesn't have to be
I'm
New
sorry,
Year's Day.
I'm
if
sorry.
You want to combine
okay,
them, then
right.
that's.
But
you don't need to have the picture, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I had to have the pictures. And I have some great things that I posted. January 4th is National Spaghetti Day.
Wow.
And I had a picture for that one of my husband and my granddaughter doing that thing from.
Oh, Lady in the Tramp.
Thank you. Lady in the Tramp with the two dogs, mm-hmm. each with the, you know. And then. Someday we'll laugh about this day. You know, I had a picture of us stuck in the mud on safari. And so I had a bubble bath. I have so many pictures of my husband in a bubble bath. National Step in the Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. I have a picture of my son who's now 50-something and my daughter who's 50-something. I'm sorry, Corey.
January 4th is a good one for me, by the way. I have
okay, what do
my
you got?
Daughter and my spaghetti day. My daughter and my granddaughter were both born on that day.
On the 4th.
On the 4th. Nice. Yeah.
So
there you go.
I have to tell them that they were born on National Spaghetti
They were born.
Day.
Also, if they were born in Missouri, it's also National Missouri Day. But if you go on National Day calendar, you can find all these days. And I'm suggesting that people take a day. You don't have to have a picture that goes with it. And write about that day. And I think it's a way for people to tell their story to their family in a way.
Are you saying they're right? I'm being serious. Write the day and post it, or just write the day in a journal for you?
In a journal if you want to. You don't have to post it.
Okay.
You can do it however you want.
Okay.
But this is something for your family to have where you write National Apricot Day. Maybe you went picking apricots somewhere, or maybe you grew them. So I think that is, I think that's a great way for people. I went through the whole year. My husband didn't think I'd make it. Sometimes there's a national week or a national month, so I would, you know, use that day.
You actually did this?
I did this for a whole year.
I think I saw that on...
If you go on my
Facebook site.
You can go back and you can see all that.
Yeah, just a thought, too. Like, you talked about a journal, and you've had an interesting life, I would say. I actually put together a book of my father and mother and me and family and whatever, with all the old pictures, which I scanned and
absolutely.
I wrote, you know, a whole thing. And I gave one to all of my children, and I have it electronically so that they could print more. And, you know, there's about 120 pages worth of stuff.
I'm sure they treasure it.
I think they'll treasure it more when I'm not around.
Well, I hope you're around for a long time.
Well, I hope so, too. But someday I'm not going to be around.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think the odds are against me. You know,
they're against us all, but that's okay.
The journal idea of, I think what, you know, just expressing who you are and where you came from and, you know, what's all about you and where your family came from, if you happen to know.
Yeah, let them.
Not a lot of people do, and I think it's great to know.
Yeah.
And I think future generations would really enjoy reading something like
that. And it's kind of fun just to review your life.
Yeah, and then reflecting on your own life at the same time.
That the little things matter, too. The apricot that you ate that was so delicious, you thought you'd never be able to eat anything as delicious as that. I know you.
Yeah.
I know you. What was the other thing we wanted to talk about? You wanted to talk about something else? No?
Oh, we wanted to talk about...
Oh.
I read, were involved with a feast for many faiths
at
the Westbury Islamic Center. And I read that and I thought, gee, what a great idea, because food is a way that I believe that barriers can be broken.
Absolutely.
You know, we love to go to an Italian restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, have sushi or do whatever, and all the, or Latin, Peruvian restaurants, whatever. And it's really a great way to break barriers that exist big time today, unfortunately. So I thought it's kind of neat if you could talk about that for a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about our relationship with the Islamic Center, because we live in Westbury, and the Islamic Center of Long Island is right down the road from us. And I used to pass it and look at the landscaping that was done that was so beautiful. And at that point, I was writing for a garden magazine. And I said, I'm going to write about whoever does the landscaping. And that's when I mentioned Habib the last time he's here. And that's when I met Habib from the Islamic Center, and I interviewed him, I wrote about him, and I took pictures. And my husband and I started going to various events there just to get to know the community. And then I started, for my column for the Westbury Times on cultural cook-up, I started writing about people from the Islamic Center and people from my community in Westbury, because we are such a diverse community. So last year, they asked me if I would be on a committee for Eid al-Adha, which is the second holiest day in the Islamic calendar. And it's also a holy day for Jews. It's the day that Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac.
Okay.
So that day is celebrated. And they wanted to have a feast, a free feast for the community. And I said, sure, hey. Yeah. And we had 225 people. And we had, I First of all, there were the people from the mosque who come from a lot of different backgrounds. And they brought food from their areas. And then I know a lot of people and also because I write about a lot of people in the Westbury area. So we had people bringing their own food. I made arroz de leche, which is, think about it, arroz,
yeah.
De leche, rice. Leche.
Right. Like
rice
pudding?
Rice pudding. My grandmother's rice
pudding.
Good for you. Pudding.
I'm trying. Wow.
Excellent.
Good work, Victoria.
When I was in Kenya, one of the things that I really craved was my grandmother's rice pudding, and I didn't know what to do. So my mother it's made with cream of rice, the cereal. My mother mailed me this white powder.
Okay.
And it was the cream of rice, and that's one of the things that I made. But I made that for the feast. People made the foods from their cultural background. And it was a wonderful event, and we're doing it again in August. I don't have the date in front of me. It's early August.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need more of that type of thing, where different groups mix.
I think
and
so.
Find out they're all human beings, and maybe they believe a little bit differently than you do, but they're entitled to believe in what they believe.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You
know? We all have the right to believe what we want.
And not be judged for it.
As long as it doesn't harm people.
Or not try to force your belief down somebody else's throat,
Right.
Which is where the trouble starts.
You bet.
Unfortunately.
More holiday stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. We got a little bit more.
I try to make a goose.
A goose?
A goose.
Okay.
A dead goose.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yes. We didn't. Because you see, Scrooge, they make goose, right? Let's make a goose. I can't remember where I found a goose. It was the worst thing I've ever made.
I got them all over in front of my house.
Yeah, I'm probably one of them.
From Canada.
Quick, throw it in the trunk. Let's get out of here.
I could go into the goose business.
You could.
I don't
Just
know.
Just don't walk on the lawn.
I heard they're very tough.
Just don't walk on the lawn.
Oh, Westbury Gardens. I don't know what they're doing there about the geese, but they're not out there as much as they used to be. And in the summer, because you couldn't walk across
that
lawn.
They have dogs. Sometimes they have trained dogs.
There must be something.
Yeah.
The golf course, I play golf, and the golf course had a trained dog, but the trained dog became a pet of the greenkeeper. No longer was interested in chasing the geese.
Things never work out the way you think
they
do. And sometimes that's good.
They paid $5,000 for this dog to chase the geese. And
you know what? We have to stop.
No.
You got to come back to me. This is our trick.
All right.
I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to see you in the new year back here.
I want to be back in the new year.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.